And now Thanksgiving. President Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving a national holiday, sustained, like so much else in American politics, by that river of money, that gravy of dollars that greases the tender lawmakers who can vote to subsidize this can of yams and give farmers a rebate on this bag of cranberries. Is there an app that you can hold over your Thanksgiving plate to see just what political contributions are behind your feast? Nope. Which is why we download Todswillick each year on this day to give us the lowdown on the politics of what's on your plate.
Food prices are dropping. That's good. Take a look around the Thanksgiving table this year. Turkey, potatoes, vegetables, even frozen pies. Cheaper. Everything except butter, which is up like 15% over a year ago for some reason. Well, food is getting cheaper. Politics isn't. This is becoming kind of a tradition here on The Takeaway. I'm not sure how I feel about it. Here goes, because even the corporations that bring you Thanksgiving dinner are going nuts with the political action committees again this year. So let's start where it counts, the National Turkey Federation. They're the guys that bring the two turkeys for the president to pardon.
I need you to pardon another one.
Aren't I going to get a reputation for being soft on turkeys?
When they're not posing for photo ops in the Rose Garden, they're spending $250,000 through their PAC in the last election. They gave $8,000 to Kay Hagan in North Carolina.
Wrong!
Oops, bad bet. She lost. Well, that's okay. Butterball PAC gave her $2,500. In fact, the Turkey Federation's PAC gave to 92 candidates for the midterm cycle. Tyson Foods produces a lot of turkey and chicken. Their PAC spent $224,000. Hedging their bets in Georgia, too, Tyson's PAC gave money to both GOP Senator-elect David Perdue and his primary challenger, Jack Kingston. But this is the best part. They wrote a $3,500 check to Senator Saxby Chambliss, who's retiring.
See ya!
Know who else likes to hedge? Pretty much everybody. But especially the National Beer Wholesalers Association, $4 million spent this cycle, you heard right, to, wait for it, 450 congressional candidates. And they gave to three different candidates in the Georgia Senate race. The beer wholesalers played to both sides in Colorado, in Arkansas. Louisiana's not decided till next week. Republican Senate candidate Bill Cassidy got $5,000 from the beer wholesalers. Mary Landrieu only got $4,000. Could be decisive. Ocean Spray Cranberry Pack bet on Scott Brown, but got nothing for their $10,000 contribution in New Hampshire. Hey, are you getting on the road to grandma's this year? Gas is cheap, but a good chunk of your fill-up dollar is going to political agendas. BP set a PAC record in 2014. Between them, ExxonMobil, and ConocoPhillips, over $3 million on candidates. Happy trails.
Hot!
There are three NFL games on tomorrow. NFL's Gridiron PAC had a pretty slow year, actually. Only $550,000 slipped into the campaign coffers of congressional candidates. Well, there's a lot more in the Thanksgiving cash extravaganza we could talk about. Dairy producers, potato growers, Black Friday retailers, online retailers. I leave it to you, dear listener. It's all available from the Center for Responsive Politics and their fantastic website, opensecrets.org. But before you do, just remember, in all, PAC spent $440 million on the 2014 midterms, but they raised $1.5 billion. And that means they have lots of room left for 2016.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.